Thank you.
This is a parole hearing, a home arrest hearing for John H. Weber, ADC numbers 48923. Mr. Weber is 60, approximately 60 years old. He's 32 years old at the time that this crime occurred. He is currently on, he's granted a home arrest on November 29 and 16 in Houston, POC, 4-5, April 5th, 2017. According to his progress report from his parole officer, he does not owe any restitution at this time. He has completed some programming, completed the smart recovery program for substance abuse. All of his random urinalysis tests were all negative. He did not have any diluted unsuitable testing readings. According to the private support, he would like to take upon himself to research ways to become a peer counselor to help other individuals to not make the same mistake. This is incident in September of 1982. He was given permission to travel to Pittsburgh and subsequently in 1978 he has been involved. In March of 1978 he was involved in the commission of some robberies. According to the court documents that we actually have here with us today, which since he's already on home arrest, I'm not going to go into all of the details with the current offense that he's actually been signed, but he did have a criminal history which involved several robberies, and this was serving time for several robberies. But I think he's here with us today. Mr. Weber, are you here with us today?
Yes, sir.
Can you come up here to the mic for us, sir?
Yes, sir.
Hey, how are
you? Good, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Weber? I do have something to give to the board.
Okay, if you give it to us, you know you won't get it back, sir.
No, I don't need it back.
Okay, all right.
This is from my job.
Okay.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Thank you. There you go, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Okay, so Mr. Riley, why don't you tell this board, since I believe this is your second time appearing before this board since you had your home arrest?
Yes, sir.
So why don't you tell this board what's going on with you and what your status is at this time?
Okay, I hold a full-time job since 2 weeks since after I got out of prison. I work at Atlas Construction. I've been working there for a year so far, and my employees appreciate me. I'm one of the teachers. I teach the newbies, as we call it, the trainings, how to do the job. It's construction for contracting, you know, steel. And I have a bank account since I've been out. I have a savings account. And my goal is to continue to help the guys at the center where I live to don't make the same mistakes I did.
So where do you stand at now, sir?
I stay at the Phoenix Oasis.
Okay.
I've been there since I got released from prison, since April 5th. And last time I was here, the letter, but I have a copy of it here if you need it.
Okay.
And been a model, you know, been an upstanding guy, go to work, come home, follow my interior. And learning the computer, that's a job there, boy, to get into classes as a mentor, as a, you know, say, try to make sure they don't do the same mistakes I made. I made a lot of mistakes. And thank you for giving me the opportunity to change. And I feel good about myself. And I feel comfortable in free book, you know, learning a lot of things, and it still was scary, I know, still was scary, but I'm willing to do what it takes to stay out.
So have you had any challenges? You've been out almost a year now, is that right?
Yes, sir. Challenges as, what, drugs, alcohol?
Well, not just drugs, alcohol, just challenges, period, sir. There's a lot of challenges out there that don't have to be drugs.
The challenges I've been having is adjusting to the free world and the way people talk to people. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm the type of person, I'm giving you respect, giving money. Mm-hmm. And instead of getting physical, I walk away. Mm-hmm. And that's been the biggest challenge, is dealing with society since I've been away from it for so long. It's a whole different generation. But I have my family support, I have people at the center support, I have people at work that trust me and believe in me, like I believe in myself, and I got done with good evaluations at work as well as. I have no desire to go back, you know, I believe that it took this long to make me really see that there is more life if you wanted to do it the right way. And that's what I've been doing, is doing it the right way. And since I've been out, I have went to my room, my sister, she passed away, my nephew just passed away a couple of days ago. So we're all going through the emotional. You know, I didn't know my nephew as well as I should, but, you know, and, I'm there for my family, my family's there for more with me, and if I have any problems, really, I contact, you know, my family, my support, and they help me. My PO has been doing an outstanding job. He's been helping me, pushing me to continue to do good, and that's what I need. I need somebody to believe that I can do it. I needed to believe, and I believe I have done that, sir.
So do you believe that you can do good now?
Yes, sir. I don't want to, I don't even jaywalk. You know what I mean? I don't even want to say hello to the officers, because that's, you know, I know enough to do with law enforcement, crime, nothing. I just want to put the past behind me and do my very best to move forward and continue to keep positive attitude. And to me, that's what's very important. It doesn't make a difference what people say, it's how you act. And I believe that as long as I put a positive thought process of the word toward it, the positive attitude, it will come, stay positive. That things will get better. Even though some people would like to hold it against you, your past, I said, well, I can't change that. I'm sorry for what I've done. And I think about it all the time, that I grew up my life. And now you gave me an opportunity to make things better and to prove that I can do it. And I know I can do it.
So tell me, how do you feel about life now as opposed to before you were incarcerated, now that you've been released and you're not committing any crimes? And
I kind of enjoy it. I really enjoy it, even though I don't do a whole lot in my work, come home, you know, socialize with my family, I talk to people, I do my life, I take the responsibility. I know I got to do this. And I feel real good and real positive. And it kind of, at first, I was very scared because I didn't know how to act. I'm still scared, I ain't gonna lie. But I know this is what I want. This is what I need. And the only one that can make this happen is me. No matter what anybody says, I'm the one. Got to do it. and that's depositing attitude, that's depositing attitude, and we'll continue to take it.
So sometimes if you run into a bump in the road, or you get a little bit frustrated, how do you deal with those?
I think before I act. Mm-hmm. And I say, well, I have two choices here. I can use the past, what I've done in the past, to solve it, or I can be a better person and walk away. And that's what I do. I just walk away. And it feels great, man, that I don't have to get physical. You know, I don't have to get stupid anymore. It's best just to walk away. And that's what I do. And it feels great, man. Because I always believed that I had to deal with it with action. Now I don't have to. You know, I learned that. And I'm very proud of myself for what I have been through, what I'm going through, and where I want to go. But it's on me. And that's what's important to me. It's on me. It's not on nobody else. I make my destiny. And I believe my destiny is good. So I keep myself positive thinking.
So you did give us a letter today that's from the yard foreman and the Atlas Construction Supply, where you work, and it says that you prompt, reliable, and proving yourself to be a valued member of their team. They look forward to many more years of having a journey, having you with them. So I say just call you John Henry, huh?
Yeah, we call me John Henry, we call me Pops. The young guys call me Pops, or old man.
So how does that make you feel, sir?
Man, it makes me feel great. Compared to what I did before, and the time I had to think about it, and where I am now, and where I'm going, I mean, it just, I can't ask for nothing better. You know, I enjoy what I do. I enjoy the people I work with. And they believe in me. They give me the responsibility. And it's just, I don't know how to explain it. It's just a great feeling, man. And I want to kick myself in the butt all the time because I wasted all that time being stupid. And all it took was effort on my part to convince myself and say, this is the right thing to do. And I just had to push myself to do it. And I just had to believe. And believe me, I believe in myself. And I know where the road lies, and I know where I want to go. I want to be the best I can be, and that depends on me, nobody else. Since I like that responsibility, I like that. And I don't care what anybody says. I got a positive attitude, I'm going to keep it, regardless of how people have negative. That's best I can explain it to you, sir.
So, sir, you're on home arrest right now, and you're still on a monitor, is that right?
Yes, sir.
So, if you were given and just put on regular parole, what would be your reason? Why would you like to be off of home arrest and on regular parole?
Well, because I believe in more ways I have earned it. I've proven to myself that I can do it. I don't need restrictions. It's still on me. I'm still going to have restrictions. But I can deal with that. And I can accept that because I accept the responsibility. I put myself in. Nobody else did. I put myself in there. And the only way that I believe that I can continue to do this is by being positive thinking. Now, I've been on it for a minute. It's been trying. I just can't go to the store, you know, if I need milk. Put my schedule in, but I learned to do it because it's my responsibility. I put myself in this position. Nobody else did. And it's not going to change. I'm still going to continue positive thinking and continue to better myself as each day goes by. Because it's up to me, nobody else. And to me, that's very important.
So have you had the opportunity to do some other things, go to the movies?
Yes, I went to movies. I had an opportunity to go to wrestling. I bought the tickets and everything. My PO gave me permission, but the supervisor said no, because I was under house arrest. So I gave the tickets to my niece so she could go and watch it. And I watched it on TV.
You like wrestling, huh?
Oh, yeah. I've been a wrestling fan all my life. I mean, I know it's Eric Carroll's name.
I do, too, so.
So we talk. He comes to see me every week at work. And we talk, and he asked me how I'm doing. Doing great. You know, I sure up. I have ups and downs. I ain't gonna lie. There's some things difficult, but I keep a positive thing. Say, okay, you told me. Either I can be stupid, or I can be smart. It's your choice. And I make my choice to be smart. Because I done a lot of stupid things in my life, and I regret it. And I wasted my life. Now I have an opportunity to make things better. And that's what I want to do.
So I don't know if the board has any additional questions. Mr. Dr. Ash.
Yes, sir. You mentioned your family, sir. Who are your family members?
My brother Bob and my sister Linda.
Okay, and then you said you have some nieces or something?
Yeah, that's yes. My sister's kids. Okay. Monica and Eddie and
And how often do you see your other relatives? I can see these two here, but how often do you see your other relatives? I mean, the kids.
When they come up to the center.
Yes, sir.
See me.
Yes, sir.
Because I just can't go. I just can't go see them.
So how do they react to you? You know, I mean, you were incarcerated, so how do they react to you now that they are? I'm talking about the young ones.
They're very proud of me. They said, proud of you, Tony. And it makes me feel great. I says, just don't make the same mistakes I made. Yes, you know, don't do that, man. I wasted my life. Don't waste yours. And we can get away.
And those people you train, I mean, young people that you train on the job, is that kind of like an apprentice program where you provide the teaching them how to become?
I started out as a temp. That's what they're called, temps. I went to a temp agency to get a job. They put me there. They showed me how to do the job, and they said if I wanted a job there, I have to earn it. So I earned it, and then after 90 days, they offered me a job. And then 9 more days, I got my uniform. You know, so I'm progressing. And then when we get temps in, they assign me. Like, I would be, like, if you came there for a job, you would come to me. You know, they would assign you to me for me to show you what we do there. And then it's your choice if you want to stay or not. A lot of temps stay. Some don't because it's too much. They don't want to get paid to do enough. You've got to work.
Yeah, most of the temps, are they from Department of Corrections or they from other parts of society?
Some of them are from Department of Corrections. Atlas hires, gives us an opportunity. And they asked me about it. I talked to them about it. I says, now this is your opportunity. You got a job now. It's up to you if you keep it. The past is the past. I'm not going to hold that against you. Don't hold it against me. I spent 35 years in prison. So there is nothing you can tell me that I don't know.
Let me just ask you one other brief question. I know you've got this good recommendation. What's your plans for the future? Whether you're planning, are you planning to stay with this construction company?
But I'm trying to better myself, move forward. You know, yes, if another job opportunity comes where I can advance, yes.
Okay.
But other than that, I'm going to stay with Atlas.
Okay. Thank you so much, sir. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Any more questions? Okay, so go ahead and you can have a seat right there. I know you're here. Yes, sir.
Okay.
I see your parole officer is here there. Come on. Here. You already know the routine.
I do. That's what we're doing.
Yes,
parole officer Brad, I can do.
Go ahead.
Well, he knows I don't give recommendations.
What else can you tell us about
he's done well. He's as I put in my letter, zero violations, no deviations from the itinerary. Last time when he was here, you gave him some things to do, things to continue, that you wanted to see a little bit more of. In my opinion, he's done. I've spoken to employees, or employer, very happy with him. Also spoken with the Anthony from Phoenix Oasis, the owner. Very impressed with him. Anthony's been helping him with the computer skills because he's shown an interest in doing like some peer mediation or peer support. So he's been helping him with that, learning the computer. He's been asking for a little bit more out time, and he's deserved it. He hasn't deviated from what he's told me he was going to do. Very punctual at work, and he's grown. He's grown a lot. He's done well, done very well.
Glad to hear that.
Yes, yes, sir.
Thank you.
It makes my job easier, that's for sure. So.
Okay. Any questions of Mr. Van Gundy? Yes, sir.
Yeah, I just wanted to say, Mr. Van Gundy, we do appreciate good reports. It goes without saying that you don't give recommendations, but when the parole officers write very complete reports, it's kind of, it can be an easy decision. So thank you.
I appreciate that. Thank you. He did the work, so I just,
yeah.
I'll put good or bad. So I mean, if he puts the work in, then that's what's going to get put down. So.
But I can see also that you may have had a career in professional wrestling yourself.
Back in my dinner days.
Okay. There are no more questions. Thank you, Mr. Van.
Thank you, John.
Okay. Mr. Weber.
Yeah.
John Henry Pops.
I'm sorry to let you know, but I try to keep a good mindset. I try to be young. You know my body. That's a different. Let me know, but I try. And I try to teach the people at work and the guys that come out of prison that are trying to, if I can do it, I know you can do it, man. You just got to want to do it.
Right.
And that's what I project to them and to the people I talk to. And this is what I will continue doing, because to me it's the right thing to do. I mean, I got a lot of experience doing bad. I mean, I'm not proud of it, but, you know, it is what it is. And if I can help just one turn their life around, hey, that's success.
Yes,
by using my own experience.
Mr. Wilson, I already said that, you know, he was helping those young people. I just take note that I guess he's 60 or 61. He still can be a great wrestler.
Yeah, he's a big.
I'm talking about you.
Oh, it takes a toll of picking up stringers and beamers, and they're heavy, you know, pushers. But I take my time, and, you know, I do push myself because I have, I have to, you know, because this is what I want. You know, and everything the board has asked me to do over what I have done, and I kept moving forward. You know, so I feel very good, very proud. You know, and I hope I made you proud and not regret giving me the opportunity. You know, thank you.
Okay, Mr. Weber. The board is going to go into discussion. So while the board is in discussion, we'll make a determination as to what to do. You can have a seat there. So when we finish the discussion, we'll get back with you. And you'll be able to hear the discussion on what the decision on the board is, okay?
All right, thank you, sir.
All right, the board is now into discussing. I think Mr. Weber has done a good job at what he's done. I'm impressed with his presentation that he's given us today. He has a good, I should say, an excellent report coming from his PO and his progress report that he's actually done. And I believe that Mr. Weber, as he said, he's earned it, but I think he's deserving the opportunity to be granted, taken off of home arrest and be granted regular parole at this time. So but I'm willing to listen to my rest of, to the rest of my colleagues.
Agreed.
Okay, therefore, I am going to make the motion to grant Mr. Webble a regular parole at this time, and I don't know if I say deny, but remove him off of home arrest and place him on regular parole at this time. That will be my motion.
Second.
Agreed.
And for the conditions of the release, I'm just going to mark that he, well,
DOC, whatever that's in.
Yeah, follow all mandatory DOC conditions.
I think that's all we need to do.
Yeah, that's all I'm marking on there. Mr. Webble, come, you can come. We don't come out of discussion now, sir. Sir, the board has voted to grant you general parole, sir. We want to wish you the best of luck and hope that you continue to do BART. I do want to personally just tell you, sir, I laughed when you said they called you Pops, but I take that as a term and a demerit.
Yeah.
When you get older and people respect you to call you Pops because they can call you the old man or a lot of other things, but you know, Pops is a meaning that you mean something to them. That there's a respect that goes with that, that terminology of someone calling you Pops. So I think that shows the integrity that you have and that the respect that you're getting from your colleagues or constituents or workers or co-workers or people that you are helping. So I hope that you don't take that as a negative. But I think it's a very positive when these young guys are calling you Pops, because you know, many of them guys may not have the father image, but the word when they call you Pops, it's a term of endearment, sir.
Well,
it's a definite term of respect that they give you for that.
Yeah, I think it is not only as a joke, but as a respect.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
All right, so what the board has granted you, so you know, your parole officers there will make the arrangements to transfer you and remove the monitor from you and transfer you to a home of regular parole, so you're going to have to work that out with them. But until that's done, you still have to follow all the rules and procedures of home arrest until the arrangements are made to take you off regular parole. And that could take, you know, some days or a week or so to get that done. So don't leave here today and feel like you don't have to follow the directions. So you're still under home arrest until those arrangements with the PO, the parole officer, can be made and another parole officer assigned to you. So thank you, sir, for taking the time and opportunity for coming to appear. I do want to thank the rest of the family and I for coming to appear. I know
it's been a long 5 years, you know.
Yeah, I know I've seen your brother here with you a couple of times, you know, sitting back there just chilling. So thank you, sir. That's what you're going to be doing at this time.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Stay there. Good luck.
Thank you.